considered every 4 day period a rack, and I think we got better each and every rack, and you know, poised and ready to go see what we got on Saturday night versus Holy Cross.
First question this morning for Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
How you doing, Steve?
Coach, if you could, with camp, can you put a letter grade on what you were expecting going in and what you got over these last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, my expectations are always very high. You know, I'd give it a solid B camp. You know, I don't know about A's, and I certainly wasn't a C. So I guess B's are pretty good. But, I mean, there were moments, obviously, that, you know, you have the ups and downs, just like in a game. But I really did feel that, you know, the intent and the effort level was good. And, you know, our capturing and understanding of schemes continued to improve, with particularly a number of the new guys that we brought in the spring.
Taking that a step further, if I could ask another question, Rob, on offense, defense, special teams, is there any one player on each of those that stood out, maybe gave you a little more than you were expecting going into camp, or maybe one area of that offense, defense, or special teams that you were more impressed with than you thought you might be?
You know, I was really pleased with the development of our offensive line. We've lost a number of guys, as you know, and we had some talented players that were in the hopper, and then some of the new ones that we brought in. So I'm pleased with their development. Secondary was also a concern for us. I think that they've come along quite a bit, but no overwhelming surprises. And, you know, everything that we brought in here, we kind of are getting what we expected. And now it's just a question of lining them up and making sure we can get enough touches to the people on offense that can make a difference, and make sure we keep the ball inside in front and stop those big backs on Saturday on the defensive side.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach.
Jim, you talked about the new guys that you've brought in. They've kind of met your expectations. I've asked several of the coaches here this morning, what's the toughest part as a head coach, especially somebody who's been doing it for a while like you have, of trying to blend all these new guys with your attorneys?
I think it comes down to the stability and the foundation of your football program. You know, I mean, our culture has been set. It's been growing over 10 years. Our kids that are here know how we operate, know what's expected. So a lot of it is player led, you know. Obviously I review all the different pieces that are important to us as a football program, but you know, the kids have really, you know, embraced everybody that we brought in here. They come in open arms, and the kids that have come on in have been really high character dudes and you know, really come right into the fabric of our football team. So not overly hard, as long as I got good kids leading them, which I do.
Got a couple questions for you. First from Ellis Santoro. Go ahead, Ellis.
Hey, Jim. So I know Gabe Sloat was named the captain, one of two captains. I'm mostly interested in him because we covered him with Kingstown. I'm curious why he was named a captain. What led you to that decision? What has his development been like?
It's not my decision. It's a player voted deal, and it's a tremendous honor that way. I think what our kids recognize in Gabe is a very good example of how you go about your business. He's a hardworking kid. He came on here for a little bit of money and has earned full scholarship. He's been productive and really poised to have his best year. So I think that his character, the way he goes about his business, was a good example for the kids. And you couple him up with Wesley Neal, who's a fire plug and an alpha guy. I think it's a really good leadership component. But Gabe certainly is a guy that is steady Eddie, and that's what we need.
Steve, you have a follow-up for Jim?
Yeah, Jim, you got a quarterback competition. You got two guys in there that are ready to roll. I won't ask you where you stand on that, but I will ask you as far as the entirety of the camp. Because it's been a while since Kasim's been around for a bit. To have that type of situation going into camp, does that up the energy level all around the camp?
You know, I don't know. I mean, those guys compete every day. I don't know if it increases the energy level. I think that they're, you know, we're going to play both of those kids, and you'll get a chance to see them on Saturday. And, you know, I think that, you know, really it'll become performance and see how they operate under the lights. And I think that will be the test of how excitable our guys do, because I think they're both talented and can make a lot of plays for us. So Really interested in just seeing them go out and operate the offense and get it to the people that can make something happen with it.
And if I could follow up, Holy Cross on Saturday, Coach, traditional FCS power. They are also receiving votes in most of the top 25 going into this year. Your thoughts on what you face on Saturday night?
Well, I mean, my thoughts are that, you know, you look at the personnel from Holy Cross and then you recognize that it's, you know, it's a program led by a different person. So, I mean, schematically, you know, we're studying coordinators and not necessarily last year's tape. We're, you know, trying to make sure we have our best idea what they're going to do. But knowing Curran, knowing, you know, that Holy Cross has been a tough, hard-nosed group, I think that their flavor won't change a whole bunch. Concern, they've got, you know, three good backs that can pound the rock and seem to be very physical up front. Quarterback can throw it, and he's been waiting in the wings for quite some time. And defensively, you know, they run around and hit, so they play extremely hard. They're worthy of what, you know, their reputation is, and we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to play very, very solid in all three phases to win the game.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Next question, Jim, from Ian Steele. Good morning, Ian.
Morning. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good, Ian. How are you?
Good, good. You mentioned the quarterbacks, so they're both going to play this Saturday?
Yeah, you'll see them both out there. I mean, the question is how much, you know, how much we rotate those kinds of things. But, I mean, we got a two-headed monster, and we'll give them both opportunities to play. And we want the win, obviously, but we're still looking at a preseason non-conference schedule. We got to find out what we're all about and who's going to be our full-time guy. But we feel pretty good about it.
Is there a timeline for when you want to have one full-time guy back there?
No, there isn't. I mean, I think, you know, it'll be a work in progress. We did that before with Kasim and Pop Robinson, and it kind of works itself out pretty quickly. But, you know, I think that we just got to see how they both perform under pressure, and we'll figure it out from there. But, you know, no timeline for sure. And, you know, as little as we can talk about it, the better.
All right. Next question, Jim, from Montana Frizzelli. Go ahead, Montana.
Coach, good morning.
Oh, wow. Montana, first question. Let's hear it.
Coach, I'm just curious about how has Coach Flanagan come along with the offensive line? How has he done in the transition from the backfield now to coaching guys up front? And how have the guys responded to the coaching? I mean, obviously, that's a big gap that we're trying to fill this year, you know, with a lead with three guys that were mainstays leaving.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's been phenomenal. I mean, obviously it was a choice that I had to make in terms of who I wanted to lead that group. You know, Mike is certainly a very talented coach and coached a number of different positions on the offensive side, probably could go over and coach defensive backs as well. But the kids have reacted very well to him. You know, Mike did a lot of study and a lot of time with Dante Scarnecchia. You know, just picking a Hall of Fame coach's mind doesn't really hurt too bad. But I think our kids have made improvement all the way through, and they're going to lay it down and fight like that.
Mm-hmm. And what's the mentality of the offense currently? Man, I know Coach Murph has always been, I mean, a go, go, go guy, down your throat and take advantage where we can. But going into this first game, what is their true mentality? Are they killers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got a stable of running backs. We've got to establish the run. We've got plenty of weapons on the outside, and quarterbacks can get it there. So our mentality is to score and score as many points as we can and put one more point on the board than the other guys and manage a game, you know, how we're playing offense, defense, and special teams together. But we have some ability, and I'd love to see it explode on Saturday night.
Love it, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Jim, just one more for me. We talk a lot on the offense, but let's just touch on the defense a little bit. You mentioned Wes Neal being back and his experience. Also, A.J. Pena, who had an all-conference season a year ago. How do you feel about your defensive group?
I feel really good about the front seven. I think that, you know, you've got a lot of depth on the defensive line. I think we can rotate people in and keep really fresh there. Outside backers led by AJ obviously is, you know, he's a dynamite player, and we've got, you know, other guys that are able to get good reps, so he might not have to play every snap of the season, although we'd probably like him to. You know, secondary wise, it really has come along quite a bit. You know, we've got some guys with some experience, and we've got some new guys, and you know, just piecing that together. And as long as we can keep it inside and in front, I think we'll be in good shape.
All right, Jim, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday night against Holy Cross, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay, Rob, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey.